Hello, we're on the air. This is Kathy Cook, Bright Lights Pathfinders. Guess who we have tonight? Allie Cheslick. She is a phenomenal. I just met her, but I've known her for years and years and years of her work. She is gifted and been in the field for over 21 years of a consultant and to celebrities, authors, psychic mediums, doctors, lawyers, housewives, corporate presidents, CEOs, metaphysical practitioners, and the paranormal teams. Allie, I'm not even going to go into your profile, except for I want to just say thank you very much for coming on the air.
Well, thank you very much for having me.
Would you please just brush sweep what and who and all the good stuff that you've done and just tell the active listening audience a little bit about you?
I'm from New York.
Not until that. You got that draw. No, you've got the quickie there.
Yeah, I'm quick, all right. You know, whoever said psychics weren't funny. God, what can I tell you about me? I don't know. You know, I do. What can I tell you quickly about me? I'm married. I have two children. I have a husky, and I love people.
And you're in the process of writing a book.
Yeah, two books, actually. One is a channeled book with the angels, and the other one is an autobiography, but it's designed to help people look at their blessings in disguise, because everybody goes through what we would constitute as a negative experience, and I try to teach people through the story in the book, my story, and my life story, of how to actually take a look at it and go, you know, it's not so bad after all. And then how to take it and make it actually work for you so you don't carry a victim mentality your whole life, but more a victorious one. You know, so I do spiritual teaching. I'm a spiritual medium. I work with the angels, you know. I work with people, and whatever comes during a reading comes, and whatever doesn't, you know, it doesn't. I'm not perfect, and I never, you know, claim to be, but I'm only as good as my connection to God. You know, people say source energy or the creator or universal energy, whatever people want to refer, but I personally refer to him as God. And, you know, I'm just a conduit. You know, for me, I'm just a tool, a channel, a conduit from God through me to whoever I'm connecting to, you know, with my spirit guides. I mean, the first time I saw my spirit guide, I know one of my guides, she's been with me, you know, since I can remember back to about 5 years old, and she's Native American, and I've always called her my Puka because I never knew her name, because people are so determined to know spirit guides' names, and it's not really necessary. Just as long as you acknowledge the fact that you know that they're there, they don't really care what you call them. So when I was five, what did I know? So I just called her my Puka.
Love it. Love
and
it.
I actually, when I first met my husband now, because the first one I killed off, I had to get another one.
I didn't get another one. I just dismissed my last one.
Well, I dismissed him, but then he died. So I was like, oh, instant widow, hello. So I ran to the altar for the second one. I figured, let me snag him up before he knows better, you know.
Give out your web page, if you don't mind, so that people can kind of read up on you while they're listening.
It's www.alliecheslick, CHESLICK.com. And if you missed it, just Google Allie Cheslick. Even if you spell it wrong or say it wrong, like Kathy did for like 10 minutes before
the
show.
Shut up.
It's all good.
I learned the last part of I was saying Cheslick. It's Cheslick. Like lick, 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 lick.
you know, it's funny. When I first met my husband, I said, I was teasing him, and I go, oh, Cheslick, like lick my chest, right? And I thought that was hilarious. And he looked at me and he says, you are the only person my entire life that's ever made fun of my name. And I said, well, there's a first time for everything.
Yeah. Well, I tell you what, Allie, we've crossed each other's paths for how many years, I don't know. I've heard about you. I know of your work, and I just want to say I'm really honored and happy to have you on the show tonight. I want to ask you some questions, preferably on, and I would like to bring you back next week if you're available at the same time, 11 o'clock Eastern time and 8 o'clock.
Anytime you want to do me, I'll be here.
All right. Because the thing is that this was really quick and, you know, you came on at the spur of the moment and you've got a very bad cold as well as my thyroid's killing me. But we're all about healing. And I want to say, could you give the active listening audience an input on exactly what you feel that the psychic world has come to today?
You know, it's interesting because, you know, growing up, I didn't know what psychic was. I just knew that I knew stuff and I knew that I could see spirits and I just knew things and had no idea how I knew them. I just did. And, you know, and if you look back at psychic phenomena and you take a look back at where the field was in the 60s and the 70s and the 80s, you know, and of course during the 80s and 90s, the psychic lines were the hot number things. And, on some level, we've come around again 360, to where I think there are more and more people that are waking up to understanding that every single one of us is psychic, you know, and what people don't understand is even though it's in the Bible and it's mentioned in a terminology where people would get a bad vibe about it, psychic in Greek actually means soul. So how bad could it be if we're talking about our souls? So, you know, everybody has psychic intuitive ability. You know, for years, men have gotten away with saying it's women's intuition, but it's actually everybody's intuition. And what you choose to do with it and how you choose to hone it is up to you. And, you know, not everybody's meant to be out in the field working as, you know, a spiritual mentor or, you know, reader. But I think it's generally there for all of us to be able to intuit on our own levels and in our own energy. And I think part of what we're supposed to be doing is teaching people how to sort of tap into that energy and understand that, you know, it's not it, those gut feelings, as we always call them, are our intuition, our psychic ability. And then there are other people that I believe mediums are naturally born. I don't believe you can make a medium. You can hone the skill of mediumship. You can, you know, you can fine tune it. But unless, in my opinion, unless you're born with it, you can't just wake up one day and say, oh, I want to be a medium, which there's a lot of people that are doing that. You know, I don't believe that. I believe that it's written in the charts. So if I look at people's astrological charts or their numerology charts, I personally believe that it's written in the charts. And, you know, scientifically, for me, on that level, that's a validation, you know, aside from what the person knows themselves. Like for myself, for example, I know it's in my astrological chart and whatever my houses are, and I'm an astrological noob, but I have friends that do astrology. And it's kind of in my chart that, you know, I'm definitely a psychic intuitive, and I've got mediumship ability and healing skills and all this other nonsense. And in my numerology chart, it's the same thing. So the thing of it is, you know, people have to understand, you know, even though we have to say for legal purposes that it's for entertainment only, the bottom line is most of us know that it's not. Most of us understand that there's a higher energy to it. And we all know that there's more than meets the eye. This is not just a 3D society. You know, we're a multidimensional group of individuals, of beings, of love, you know, of souls. And I think we're here to, you know, learn and to teach each other and to help elevate each other to the next level. And so you have a duality in the field because you have those people that are striving to be number 1 through 10 or who wants to be the best at it, who wants to be well known for it. And then you've got the rest of us that don't really care if we're number 1 or number 1,000. It's the actual point of the work and how we can move other people from point A to point B in a very healthy way and in a way that allows them to take charge of their own life. Too many people give their power away to psychics, mediums, and the like. And, you know, that's wrong. You know, I'm sorry, and if people don't agree with me, you know, sorry. But you should never see a psychic more than, you know, once or twice a year, tops. And I think, you know, there are certain circumstances where someone feels they may want to consult with someone. You know, under certain circumstances, I think that that's okay. But for the most part, I think a healthy relationship between client and reader is once or twice a year, because you have to live your own life. You have to walk your own path. And, you know, too many people are so reliant upon psychics. And there was a lot of psychics these days especially that grab on to people and they make people feel like they need to keep talking to them in order to know what their next move is, and that's absurd. You know, I mean, that's taking away their power, their free will, and their money. And, you know, I mean, so I always tell people to consider doing their homework or their due diligence. And when you want to connect to someone, whether it's, you know, in the metaphysical field, psychic, medium, astrologer, numerologist, you know, or in other healing modalities, massage therapy, Reiki practitioners, and so on, you check the people out, because you're talking about somebody who's tapping into the energy, your vibrational energy, your auric field, your soul. And you don't just want anybody doing that. So, you know, these are the things that I think have changed and shifted from even 20 years ago. And I think there are a lot more of us that are in this group and understanding that it's about the work and not about the titles, the money, or anything else. Those things will come. If they're meant to happen, they'll happen. And they'll happen in a natural order of things. You don't have to push yourself out there. Do you know what I'm saying?
I do know what you're saying. I want to first of all say that I have written several pieces on Creator created us in one image, and that was his soul. And I love what you said about it, the Greek meaning being soul, because he created us in one image. And what we're trying to do here is wake up our soul and wake up our abilities to be able to, you know, communicate with ourselves again in God. And another thing, sorry, I love when you say sorry, because I have learned from my dad that he said sorry was intentional. He says that's when you say something intentional. But you have several callers on the line. We have Rosie from Miami on line one. Rosie, hello, you're on the air.
Hello.
Hello, Rosie.
Hi, how are you, Kathy? Allie, hi, it's Rosie, Barbie's sister. How are you?
Hi, Rosie. How are you? Congratulations.
Oh, thank you. Thank you so much.
Yeah, good news travels fast.
Yeah, it does, especially
well,
if you're on
better that than,
what's she congratulating her on?
I was just going to say better that than, you know, the fact that you might have got VD or something. You know what I mean? That would have traveled even faster.
Well, that wouldn't have been good news.
No. Rosie just got married.
Oh, congratulations, Rosie. Many
Thank
blessings
you so much,
to you forever and a day.
Thank you. I was wondering if you have any messages for me, Allie.
Oh, do I have any messages for you? You know, it's interesting. I have to tell you. When I saw your picture a couple of weeks ago, because Barbie had told me and Jill, and of course, you know, Jill had to run around screaming that, you know, she predicted it.
Yay, Jill. Yay, kudos.
But here's the thing, Rosie. There's a shift coming for you. And I want you to, I know that you've been in sort of a up and down pattern the last 4 to 5 years, right?
Yeah.
Okay. Next year is actually going to be one of your more solid years. And, you know, aside from the fact you just got married and you're all lovey-dovey and mushy and everything, but for you, mind, body, spirit, and even your own intuition, because I know you're very intuitive, as are your sisters, a lot of that's coming into play for you next year. So I think with career, what are you doing now career-wise?
Oh, I'm up in the air.
Okay.
I am.
Next year you're going to find that more definitive direction. And, you know, I was just talking about healing modalities and different things. And I'd have to say that that's the energy I kind of see you in either going back to school and taking some courses, but doing something along those lines where you're now actually helping other people. It's something that's actually through all of you girls in this family. You know, and I kind of think too, I want to kind of come in here with the, now I'm going to give you that it, I keep getting the four connected to you. So it's either the fourth day of a month, birthday, anniversary, or passing, or the month of April is connected. Does that make sense to you?
I would love to say that four is the number for foundation. So that's great because it backs up everything you said. I see the medical field, and also I see that you're very sensitive. and very, very perfectionistic inside. I just wanted to say that. That's what I pulled up when you were talking.
I'm sorry. What inside? I'm sorry.
Very perfectionistic. You're very sensitive and you feel things very deeply.
Yeah.
Oh my gosh. Yes, I do.
Yeah, so I'm saying your intuition is what's going to really pull into you next year. And this is where I see you kind of working in a field of what I would consider some sort of a healing modality. And with that said, I was saying to you, the four comes in very strongly connected to you. Normally, when they give me the numbers, it's either a birthday anniversary or passing or the month of April.
It's the month of April. It's my husband's birthday, as a matter of fact. April.
Hey, yes. Allie.
Okay.
Yes.
So let me just tell you this, too. Okay. So from Grandma on Mom's side of the family who's crossed over.
Wonderful.
Okay, but listen to what I'm saying, because this gift you have comes in from Mama's side of the family.
Okay.
Yes?
I don't know. You speak a lot about my grandmother, and we really don't know her the way that you speak of her. So I don't know that.
Okay. Okay.
She's picking up. I feel her. She's picking up, and it's I feel her grandmother on her mother's side.
Yeah, the gift of intuition runs back generationally on mama's side of the family. So,
okay.
For me, you know, this is just a natural progression for you. You know, all these years, especially from the age of 12 to 14 for you, Rosie. You know, I mean, I know, I've met your sister. I haven't met you in person, but I did meet Karen, and of course I know Barbie. You've always been different than your sisters, but on another level, you know, and there's a deepness within you, and, you know, suffice as to what the facade is that you put out there. Do you understand what I'm saying? I'm looking at you from a very soulful level, and you have a very profound energy, and it's a very strong and adept energy, and you've always been different than everybody else, but on another level where even you couldn't understand it, but you knew, like Kathy was saying, you liked things in perfection, you liked the best of everything, and you wanted everything to be just perfect and just so. Does that make sense?
And she's very sensitive. You are very sensitive. You take things to heart. And I wanted, Allie, is pulling on your grandmother, because I feel that your grandmother has, like Allie said, passed it down to you, because a lot of it's inherited, but a lot of it you already know, because it's a fear that you have that you don't want to look at, maybe, that you're afraid of what you're going to see because you want only the good out there. Does that make sense?
Yeah, it does.
Well,
so,
we appreciate your call so much. You've got many calls on the line, girl.
Okay. But Rosie, just know, you know, enjoy yourself to the end of this year. But, you know, I see things in you differently than, even though I know your sisters are probably listening, and they know you on one level, but I'm looking at you from another level. And there's also, let me just say, even though that we're in this happy mode of marriage, I just want to point out that I'm also looking at a sadness that needs to be healed. Do you understand that?
Okay.
Do you understand what I'm saying?
I got the age 16 to 18 that you had a little bit of a hardship that held you back a little bit.
Oh, yeah. The age you're saying? My age is 16 to 18?
Uh-huh.
Yes, definitely. Yes, I had a very, very, very bad relationship.
Yeah, well, that is healed, and that's in the past. And if you just put your foot forward, this relationship you're in is going to be great sailing. Like Allie said, we have our ups and downs, because there's five stages of a relationship, right, Allie?
Yeah.
And we have to go through each stage individually. And if you realize that relationship is in the past and this is brand new and has nothing to do with your husband that you have today, then you can heal from it, right, Allie?
Yeah, but there's also another energy there, and I think it's family connected, and even I keep pulling in a friend, a female friend that you would have considered to be one of your best friends, many, many years ago,
right,
that there's a disconnect and a discord. All I'm going to tell you is you really got to try to heal that part of yourself. And when you start working on that part of yourself that you don't necessarily show other people, it's going to change your life on a lot of levels. Next year is going to be a very good year for you. And I think next year you're going to really find who Rosie is and where your attributes are, because you've, even though you've put it out there on some level, but the reality is now it's time for you to actually put it out there. Do you understand what I mean?
Yes, definitely.
Okay.
Thank you.
Okay.
Thank you for that.
It's been great that you called, and we're going to take a few more calls, but keep in touch, okay?
Thank you so much, Allie. Thank you so much. Thank you,
welcome,
Kathy,
love.
So much. And you guys,
you're
have a
so
lovely
welcome.
Day.
God bless you. Bye-bye. Allie, that was wonderful. It feels great to hear you do your thing, girl. We've got Dreamers from Oklahoma online too. Hello, you're on the air.
Hi,
Dreamers.
Yes.
Hello, you're on the air.
Hello, can you hear me?
I can hear you loud and clear, girl.
This is Dreamer Serenity from Yahoo.
Oh my gosh! Yay! Shut up, girl.
I just wanted
you
to say hi to you two. I miss you both.
Oh, Allie, do you know Dreamers?
She knows me by my real name, Trish.
Huh?
You know me by Trish.
I used to read
you. Oh, is this Trish?
Dang.
Yes.
My friend Trisha?
Yes, it is.
How are you, my friend?
Oh, I'm just wondering how my health is, but
grinning from
ear
to ear.
I
can't believe it. I haven't talked to you since, gosh, 5 years or so. In Boise.
I quit all the and I quit all that crap.
Trisha used to play late night with me over on Now Live.
Oh wow!
Right.
We used to sit forever, and I'd tell her about her dreams. Oh gosh.
Yeah. Here's the thing, Trish. I think it's going to take another year before you get to where you'd like to be. It's probably not what you want to hear, but I think whatever you've got going on, and I know what some of it is. I think you're going to find this next year to be very healing on every level for you, but it's going to take at least another year for you to be at a point of comfort within your own body. Do you understand what I mean?
Yeah.
Okay, and then let me just say too that I keep pulling in the 12 with you, so I want to go the 12th day of a month with you, birthday, anniversary, or passing, or the month of December is connected. Does that make sense?
Well, my sister's birthday's in September or December, and my daughter's birthday. No, my anniversary is the 12th.
Okay.
February.
So that's just, you know how I read. That's just Spirit's way of letting you know that they're watching over you. And I actually think that there's a lot of really good positive things coming for you as far as your health goes. But I also want to encourage you to make sure that you eat right, you sleep right, and you do the necessary things for yourself, because you tend to give and give, and it's part of the energy of where you got sick from. And so learning the law of reciprocity, meaning, for as much as you've given out, you need to take back, and you need to start doing that work and healing yourself, and also add into it some holistic healing, whether it's meditation or yoga. That's also going to help you get to a place where you need to be. Are you, why do I keep looking at the age of 45? How old are you?
37.
Okay. The age of 45 for you is going to be another the word they keep flashing to me is a poignant year for you in a very good way. So you've got a lot of really good things coming ahead to look for yourself. And let me just tell you, on a financial energy, because they keep pulling in the finances for me, that too is going to shift next year for you. You just got to get through the end of this year. Does that make sense?
Mm-hmm. Yeah, in fact, I just wanted to tell you, my husband finally got a call back on his job.
Good.
He's
Amen.
Been off work for over a year.
Okay. So you're validating what I'm picking up, and even with the finances, that you know, it's going to work itself out. You just got to give it a little time. But next year will be a better year for you. And as far as your health goes, these are the things that I'll encourage you to do. But I, you know, what I'm looking at energetically is probably a good solid year from now. You'll be to where you feel more like 100%. Like right now, I feel like you're running on 60 to 65%.
Oh, yeah.
Okay.
She's a headstrong, strong-willed lady, isn't she?
Yeah, she is. But she's got a great spirit, and she's got a great soul, and she's got work to do.
That's when you're strong-willed and headstrong like that, you can accomplish anything because you don't let people, places, or things get in your way.
Well, I know my energy's going right through the roof because I'm talking to two of my favorite people.
Aww.
Great. I mean to tell you, it is just wonderful to hear your voice.
I miss you guys.
I just miss you so much.
Well,
but now you're connected again, so.
On voice. Oh,
yeah.
Sorry, I'm outside. Trucks.
That's okay. Dreamers, do you have anything else that you want to ask Allie before we go to the next caller? Dreamers? Allie?
I'm here.
She got disconnected. She was outside. She probably got too far. You've got the next caller, which is Barbara from Miami on line 3. Hello. You're on the air, Barbara.
Hi, Kathy. Hi, Allie.
Hey.
Hi, Barb.
How are you? It's Barbara.
I know. This is Rosie's sister, Barbara.
Yeah,
oh, nice to meet you, Barbara.
Today. Yeah, because Rosie's here spending the night, and so we both called.
Aw.
It's so great to meet you.
Hi, Kathy. It was very nice to meet you, and thank you for sending me the link.
Oh, you're welcome. My pleasure.
Hey, Barbie, I think you should ask Kathy your question.
Okay. Kathy, I went the other day for an interview for a job, and they told me it was 99% that it was mine, that they would call me today. And nobody called. What do you think?
That was Tuesday afternoon around 3?
Ma'am?
Was it Tuesday afternoon?
I went. You're too funny. I
at
went
3?
Tuesday. And I got there at 10 o'clock in the morning. My interview went from 10 to 1:30. For 3.5 hours I was there. And the interview
there's the 30. Okay.
Excuse me?
So you're wanting to know if you're going to get it or not, if they're going to call?
Well, they said they were going to call me today, and nobody called.
Well, I see that it's like a toss-up, you know? They definitely are very interested in you, but they have to have several people that they have to go through to say okay.
The owner,
but
and even brought them home. He gave me a ride home.
What'd you say?
It was the owner himself, and he even gave me a ride home.
Say that again?
The owner is the one that interviewed me.
Uh-huh. But you're going to be on a team, right? Are you going to be with somebody else?
I don't understand.
Are you going to be working with someone else?
No. He just told me, he interviewed me and the administrator was there. She was there in the interview too. And she says, we'll call you Friday with an answer.
Right. That's what I'm saying. There's several people involved, and one's going one way and the other's going the other way with another person that they've interviewed, and that's why I'm seeing that there's two, like you're working with somebody else. It's definitely, you've got a good shot at it. It's just that they have not come to the conclusion of what it is that they are wanting out of you compared to the other person. Does that make sense? And I would definitely look for tomorrow around 3 o'clock, Tuesday around 3 o'clock.
Okay. Thank you so much. And, Allie, thank you for talking to Rosie.
Oh, you're welcome. I was just hacking up another
one. Yeah, she's here. She's here because my father's very ill.
I don't know what I'm getting for Tuesday at 3 o'clock. Either you had an interview to last Tuesday that lasted 3 hours or 3 o'clock, or this coming Tuesday. But I don't know.
I'm just going to tell you that you're going to get a job, and stop worrying. Just keep applying anyway. But I know you'll be working way before.
Yeah. You remember meeting my dad, right?
Uh-huh.
When you came here. Well, he's very ill. That's why Rosie's spending the night.
Okay.
Yeah.
All right.
So we need some prayers for him. He's really doing bad.
What has he got? If we can just pinpoint it, we can send prayers.
Emphysema, and now all of a sudden he's gotten the real bad flu, and he can breathe, but he refuses to go to the hospital. He says he wants to die at home. So we have him with the oxygen and everything, but he's very confused because the oxygen is not reaching, you know, his brain the way it's supposed to.
So, you could call an ambulance?
No, he won't. He won't allow us to.
Okay.
Besides, he signed the DNR, so he won't allow us to do it. But we're all here with him, so, you know, he's just very confused, saying, am I already dead? Am I dead? Am I this? Am I that? But we're hanging in there.
We'll send some prayers. The next four days are important, so.
Y'all love him. He feels all that energy and that love.
The next 4 days?
The next 4 days are important, so just... We'll say our prayers and keep your vigil and, you know, give Mama a big kiss for me and of course, Rosie and Karen.
I will. She always talks about you. I will. Thank you so much, girls. Thank you.
Barbara, blessings to you and your family, okay?
Thank you, ma'am. Thank you.
Many prayers. Bye. God love you. Bye-bye. Boy, you've got, there's not any more calls, That was really great stuff, girl. Barbara has a very, very sensitive spirit as well, but she's very laid back with it.
Yeah, she is. And this cold going around is kicking everybody's butt.
I heard. They tried to get a flu shot today. And
I refused it. I won't take them.
I won't take anything in my body. I'm just that away. While we're waiting on some call-ins, or we can just talk, because this was kind of thrown together really quickly. Allie, how many do you think that there's how would you tell a person to know that a person is real and genuine with their gifts, that a person goes to seeking advice or, you know, intuitive consultation? How would they tell the real from the people that, you know what I'm saying?
Then from the charlatans? I mean, the thing of it is, you know, there's definitely...
A whatiton? Charlatan?
Between the charlatans? Yeah, the charlatans are the fakes and the phonies, right?
I've never heard that.
Yeah, a charlatan is someone who's a, you know, phony or a fake. It's the definition of a charlatan. Or someone who uses, you know, other means to... what's the word? It's on the tip of my tongue. It'll come out, but... I want to say disguise or, you know, I encourage people when they're looking for someone who's what we would consider legitimate, you know, do your homework on someone, you know, check their website out, look for word of mouth referrals, you know, look at their testimonials if they do have a website, you know, and the thing of it is if you feel like you have some sort of a resonation with someone and you feel that they'll be good for you, then, you know, talk to the person, you know, and see if there's any kind of connection. And, you know, and when people get a fairly good reading, there's validations or, you know, good hits in terms of there are some psychics or mediums that work and they ask a lot of questions. More questions than they should ask. And then there's other people that, you know.
Explain that a little bit. Ask more questions than they should.
Yeah, I mean, it's like, okay, so like, for example, like when I do a reading or I work, sometimes people will ask me a question and then I'll go off of that. You know, off that question and the energy, and I'll just keep giving whatever I keep getting. There are some times where we'll ask people, do they understand or can they validate it? Or does it make sense to them? And if they can validate it and sometimes people have what we call, you know, psychic amnesia, meaning that, you know, they can't validate it right there on the spot, but then like 2 or 3 days later or even an hour later, they're like, oh my God, I know what that was. So sometimes people do that. But you should get more validations and information out of a session than you should have to answer questions in terms of
like feeding the reader.
Yeah, because there are some people that work, like, let's just say you and I are talking, you told me that you were going to go out for dinner with somebody Friday night. And I all of a sudden I said, oh, so you're going to go out, you're going to meet this guy and you're going to go out for dinner Friday night. And you'd be like, yeah, but you just told me that, but I just reworded it.
Oh, there my gosh.
But there are people that do that. There's there's plenty of people in the public eye.
Oh, my goodness. How can they go? Well,
and they call that cold reading too, Kathy. I mean, you just have to. I don't know. I've never experienced like a cold reader, but I have experienced people that were less experienced in the field, and so their nerves kind of get the best of them, and they don't quite know how to, conduct a reading in terms of, you know, what questions to ask, what not to ask. There are clients that, you know, people will have that don't say, I've had clients that don't say a word. They'll just be like, the entire half an hour or an hour. And that's okay too, because, and then at the end of it, I'm like, okay, so give me the, you know, tell me how it was. It depends, you know, like somebody could look at your picture and really like who you are, Kathy, and then they go look at your website and they listen to your show and they really resonate with you and they're going to come to you and book a reading with you. I just encourage people, because let's face it, anybody could put a website up these days and anybody could put anything they want on it. I don't want the greatest psychic since sliced bread, really? Well, you know, what do you have to back that up with? So it's difficult on one level, but on the other hand, we always have to encourage people to do their homework and check someone out. I call dime store psychics, which are the psychics that have these little storefronts, and you could go in and, you know, Madame Zamunda is looking at a crystal ball and telling you all this BS for $25. And no offense to somebody that does that. I mean, if you do that and that's your cup of tea, knock yourself out. But, you know, I actually went to like some Madame Tootsie and, you know, I walked in there and, you know, and this was many years ago just because I wanted to see how they read. And I mean, it was a joke. I mean, the woman asked me my name, my date of birth and all this information. And then, I don't know, she just told me all this stuff that was very generalized. You know, that's the thing, is you want the information that is given to you from whatever the reader is to be more in tune or in alignment with you or more validating for you than just in general terms. Like I could say I'm an Aries. Well, most Aries women are thick-headed. So that's a very generalized thing. But if I get into the fact and say I'm very thick-headed, but I have a heart of gold and, you know, I bite my nails, okay, well, that's I can validate that. You understand what I mean? It goes a little more.
It's just like how I keep picking up Tuesday at 3 with the last caller, Barbara, and then you said 4 days. You know, it's if you get somebody together good to do a round robin with, or, you know, or like you can use each other's energies together, or you can do it by yourself. Does that make sense? You've got another caller on the line. Mark.
Yeah.
Mark online too from Washington. Hello, Mark. You're on the air. Mark? Hello? Hello, Mark?
Hello?
You're on the air.
Oh, can you hear me?
I can hear you, Mark. How are you?
Okay, this is George from Miami. Can you hear George?
Oh, it's George from Miami. Okay. Hey, George, okay. We've got so many calls lined up here. It's nice to meet you.
Hey, how you doing?
Yeah, I'm doing well. Recently, this is Allie. Allie's my guest host tonight. She's really great. You got anything to ask her?
Yes, I do, Allie. I mean, I had a tragedy last few months with my younger sister, 44 years old. I don't know what you feel about that. What do you catch on that? Hello?
Yeah, can you hear me?
Yeah, I can hear you.
Okay. Just give me your sister's first name.
Her first name? Maria?
Yeah, that's... Okay. Okay, let me just ask you. I kind of get two emotions connected in energetically. One is a feeling of she's crossed over, right?
Yes, she did, ma'am.
Okay, the one feeling I get here is that it was instantaneous, like she was here today, gone tomorrow.
Yes.
Okay, and the other feeling I get is that. I get two things in here. One, I get that there was some kind of controversy around her crossing, and two, that there was an illness connected to her, both at the same time. Does that make sense?
Yeah, she was very depressed. Yes.
Okay, but then there's some controversy around her crossing. Okay, it's interesting for me because hold on, don't say anything.
Okay.
The way that I'm feeling is was this called or deemed a suicide?
Yes, ma'am. Correct.
Okay. But on the other hand, I'm not feeling that it was an actual suicide. Does that make sense?
Yes and no.
Okay. I don't feel that it was. Okay. I feel there was someone connected to her crossing. And I don't necessarily feel it was a suicide. I think it was deemed a suicide because of the way she was found and the circumstances. But I think that there's somebody else connected to her crossing. And I keep being pulled into the energy of a man connected to her crossing. Do you understand that?
Okay.
So
could it be, okay, someone that was involved in it or just because of someone?
It wasn't intentional is what I feel.
Right. I can't say that it was accidental completely because I don't think it was a suicide because she keeps shaking her head. Now, did she have shoulder length dark brown hair or almost black hair?
A beautiful black hair, yes.
Okay. And she had beautiful big brown eyes.
Yes, she did. Or black,
okay.
Almost black.
But it's interesting because you're Spanish and what else?
We're Cuban.
Okay.
But she was born here.
Yes, but
she's
what
the only
I'm
one
say
of the family born. She's Cuban American.
Okay, listen to me. But what I'm going to say to you is when I think of Cuban and Latin, I think of a little like a caramel color to my skin. But she
yes,
reminds
she had a gorgeous
me.
Tan.
Okay, the way she comes across to me is more lighter complected. Okay, so not as caramel as most Spanish people that I know, or even like my ex-husband was from Brazil. She came across
okay.
a little lighter skin, but beautiful, like porcelain skin to me.
Right.
Was she in her 30s here in this crossing?
44.
Okay. Let me just go here to the 30s, because she keeps bringing into me the age of 32 and 33, and this was something that's gone on from this age till now. Do you understand that?
Okay.
So there's quite a few different things here. I have to say that, you know, the other thing is, let me just ask you, was there pills involved here?
Probably. A first attempt of pills. Well, we were able to save her a month before.
Okay.
And the second attempt, we don't know. We haven't got the toxicology report on the actual, the other one. But
does
probably
the date 10-2 have anything to do with her?
What?
The number 10-2.
Number 10?
October 2nd. Or either it's...
Say that again?
Huh?
Say that again, ma'am?
Do you feel any significance to the number 10-2? It could be October the 2nd, or it could be February the 10th, or I just keep hearing 10-2.
It was September the 2nd.
Okay, so George, let me just go here. I think in toxicology you're going to find something chemically in there. Okay, but I feel like if I had to say, I don't think it was a suicide in terms of the first attempt, because I get that with her, and I got the pills in my stomach, okay, which
right.
is why I asked you about the pills. This one I kind of feel was, you know, if I had to say assisted in some way, I feel that there's a man connected, whether he was the cause of it or he was the one there with her. But I don't feel like she was actually alone at the time of her crossing.
Okay. 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 There was...
And let me just ask you, was she in a one-bedroom apartment?
Yeah, she had moved from a farm to a one-bedroom apartment, yes.
Okay, so this is just a validation that I've got her here. And also, there's a grandmother crossed over here on Dad's side of the family.
There's a grandmother crossed over, and Dad's, yes, I'm both.
Okay, but I want to go with Dad. I feel like she's connected to this grandmother who's on Dad's side, so it would be Dad's mom. And
okay.
Also, I want to come in here and give you a namesake, which means that you or one of your siblings, are there four of you all together?
No, there's three of us.
Okay, there's three of you. There's three of you, including your sister, correct?
No, two of us, including my sister, three.
Okay, that's three. But I'm telling you there's another one. So either Mama miscarried or
yes,
something
yes,
happened. But
yes.
there's another energy of another child connected to the family.
Yeah. Actually, it would have been five, I think. But, yeah, you're correct.
Okay. So what I'm hearing in here is when they tell me namesake, that means somebody in the family, either you, your siblings, or like first cousins connected to your mother and father, are named after, and I feel like a grandparent here on the other side, and also I want to go also with an uncle. So one is definitely a male name. The other one I actually feel is more the female name. So do you understand that?
Sort of. You want to ask me female names?
No, do I want to ask you? No, I don't want to ask you female names. I'm just
okay.
saying that when they give it to me that there's a namesake, and it and like so with your sister, okay, and she's connected to your father's mother, the grandmother, they're making me feel like somebody in the family could have been her, but it was named after someone that's crossed over.
Okay.
So I'm just saying
that.
Betty or Elizabeth's what I'm pulling.
Well, I wasn't looking at the name so much as I was looking at the energy. And also, let me just ask you, are you also married with two children?
I'm married with how many?
Do you have two children?
I have two children from one wife.
Okay.
And
okay,
one
wait,
child
wait.
From
you
another
Do you have a boy and a girl, first one?
I got a boy from my first one, 30-year-old.
Okay, let me just put it to you this way, that there's also an energy of a pregnancy here in the family, and the
okay.
birth or the birthing. Do you understand that?
And it's going to be probably my first child.
Well, they're pulling me into the first two, I hear congratulations, and I keep seeing like a pregnancy happening here in the family. I want to just give that to you.
Okay, yeah, my son got married a year ago, so that, you know. The other one's not married, and the other one's a 17-year-old. So.
Okay, so I'm going to give it to you that way, because when I asked you if you had the son, so I'm going to give it to you as there's a pregnancy connected in here with him. This is what they're giving to me in spirit to give to and to share with you, and they're also very happy about that. Also, I want to just give you one more thing. The sixth day of a month, birthday, anniversary, or passing, or the month of June comes in very strongly with you.
Of June?
Yeah.
An anniversary or?
Okay. Either the month of June, there's a strong connection to you, or it's the sixth day of a month, birthday, anniversary, or passing.
Okay.
Does that make sense?
Yeah. I think there's a day there. Yeah, that makes sense. I just got to think back. Yeah.
Okay.
George, I want to just say, Allie was saying that your family member, your siblings, were named after someone. Is that right, Allie?
Correct.
Yeah.
Yeah, I think my sister Maria was. So, my sister Maria was. I got to find out if it was my grandmother. It could be. You know, I don't know too much about my grandmother passed away. So, you know.
But your mother and father are still here, right?
No, no, my father crossed over in 2001.
Okay, okay.
And my mother is like pretty, she's sick also. So, but she's young, but 70, but she's a little sick.
Yeah, and Mama's got, you know, the typical old people stuff, but also, you know, there's an energy of a heart issue with Mama. So here's the thing, though. She's going to be okay. You know, she's she likes when her children help take care of her, right?
Yeah, so, oh yeah, she's needy. She loves it.
So, yeah. But,
she loves you.
But you're just kind of validating for me why your sister's connected to Grandma, and I said on your father's side, so your father's connected in here as well. So she's with that side of the family right now, so that makes sense. And so let me just thank you. And just so you know that she's there with them, and this belief energy that even if somebody does take their life, they hang out in purgatory, that's not true. So I'm just telling you.
Allie, you know, I would love to keep on, but we just have to say hello to Mark in Washington. We've got just a few minutes.
Anyway, God bless you, George, and congratulations on the future baby, and you'll have to let Kathy and I know when you find out that news.
God love you, George. It was great to meet you. You take care, okay? We'll be praying for you and your family.
Okay, so we have Mark on the line?
Mark, hello, you're on the air.
Okay, can you hear me now?
Hey, Mark, how are you?
Are you okay?
Yes.
Yeah, I'm doing pretty well.
Hi, Mark.
My question, I did notice that you said your husband was Brazilian. I have a kind of strong feeling towards a young Brazilian woman. I just wonder if you see anything going with that.
Just give me your date of birth, Mark.
10/31/1954.
You're a Halloween baby.
Yep.
Aw, how cute are you?
That's so sweet.
No, he's cute. I have to tell you, you're kind of interesting for me. You have this sort of duality in your energy. You can be very forthright and upfront. And then there's this flip side of you, which is kind of interesting, but you can be very shy and sort of coy in your own way. As far as this young lady goes, I think that there's a definite connection, but I also think that she's still connected to some other person, to another person. Do you understand that?
I understand what you're saying, but I don't know who this other person is.
Okay. Do I think you have a shot with her? I do. But I also have to tell you that I kind of feel like, let me just ask you, do you do any kind of accounting or anything in the finances for work?
No, I'm more into psychology and, I'm with healthcare financing. I'm working on maybe changing a career in that area.
Okay, because I keep pulling up finances with you, and if that's a career change, I'm going to validate that for you because that's in your energy field for me. So let me just give that to you as your validation that's the energy, that's where you kind of need to go. You're really very good at that. But I also think that you're going to actually meet another lady, and I want to say that she's probably around your age, maybe a little bit younger. I want to say 2 to 3 years younger. Before Thanksgiving. And let me just encourage you to step outside of your comfort zone. You're very cute. Your energy is very great for me, but you do the same thing day in and day out. Do you understand me?
Yeah, I think so.
So let's just say, for argument's sake, you go to Fridays every week. You know, go to Applebee's.
We got to wrap it up. I just got a message from BBS Radio that they've got to pull the next station.
Okay. So, Mark, I do think you have a chance with her, but I also think you'll be meeting somebody else very soon. Before Thanksgiving. Just kind of step out of your comfort zone a little bit. And with the Brazilian young lady, I like her energy. Just make sure she detaches herself from the other relationship before you get involved. And stick to your finances. You're gonna rock it. Changing that career is a good thing.
We appreciate your call. We appreciate everybody's call that's called in tonight. And Allie Chesnick, give out your webpage one more time?
It's www.alliecheslick.com, and they can find me on facebook.com/AllieCheslick.
It's been great, and Allie, thank you so much, and I'll see you next week.
Okay, thank you. Bye,
and
guys.
We are off the air. Bye-bye. This is Bright Lights Pathfinders, Kathy Cook.